A debate in Congress over the term illegal alien has its roots at the campus of Dartmouth College. It all began when a group of students in 2014 petitioned the Library of Congress to abolish the term. And as VPR's Rebecca Sinanas reports, Republican lawmakers are now pushing back with legislation to keep the term in use.
If you were searching any academic library in the country for information about people coming to the United States without documentation, this is what would happen.
So we're opening up the catalog record for a book called Undocumented Immigrants in an Era of Arbitrary Law, The Flight and the Plight of People Deemed, quote unquote, illegal. And when we scroll down to look at the subject headings to see how it's been classified, the first subject heading is Illegal Aliens, United States.
And that's what happened when Jill Barron, a Dartmouth librarian in Romance Languages, helped a student with a research paper in 2014. From there, the students of CO-FIRE, the Dartmouth Coalition for Immigration Reform, Equality, and Dreamers, worked with Barron and others on campus to petition the Library of Congress to change that language. They compiled research to support the argument that illegal aliens is no longer the commonplace term.
The AP style book, different newspapers that have decided to change their term, from different scholarly databases that no longer use the term illegal aliens as the controlled vocabulary.
It is not uncommon for the Library of Congress to change their subject headings. The heading Negro was dropped in 1975. In 2007, the term insane was replaced with mentally ill. Estefany Marin is one of the student activists.
We felt as an organization that it was inaccurate language to label a person an illegal alien because they aren't that, right? Their actions were illegal and the act of doing what they did was, but that doesn't mean that we should label them an illegal alien.
Marin comes from a family with different levels of documentation to enter the United States. Learning to reject the commonly used language is something she brought back to her family.
You explain to them why these terms are no longer what we should be referring to ourselves as. And we have other colloquial terms that will refer, you know, to someone who's undocumented. It's kind of like the Spanish thing, like, es mojado, o no tiene papeles, like he doesn't have papers. But telling them and informing them of those changes is just kind of a different way of seeing ourselves. And you tell your parents and they're like, well, wow, you're right. I just use it because the media uses it to refer to my status and I don't have any other language.
In March, the Library of Congress announced it intends to replace illegal aliens with two new terms, non-citizens and unauthorized immigration. But in this political climate, not everyone agrees that the Library of Congress should bow to the Dartmouth petition. Representative Diane Black from Tennessee has introduced a bill to prohibit the change. In a written statement, she says illegal immigration threatens the country and says Congress should not cave, quote, to the whims of left-wing special interests. Several other Republican lawmakers, including Texas Senator Ted Cruz, support her legislation. So now it's being taken to the House floor, along with issues like gun control and tax reform. The debate has involved prominent politicians such as Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who supports the language change.
If those listening are wondering why we are talking about the pejorative term illegal aliens on the bill that funds the legislative branch, then you are not alone. The library changes thousands of subject headings each year without interference from Congress. Why this one? Why now?
For now, despite the Dartmouth students' efforts, the term illegal aliens is still being used in the Library of Congress and in federal statutes. And the debate will continue in Washington. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.